A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, it's been some time since the Singapore Open Electricity Markets Zonal rollout. How's it been going so far? How much have consumers benefited? And are there too many retailers in the market now? Maybe is a question. We chat with Gaurav Modi, who's Chief Executive Officer for Southeast Asia and Hong Kong at Capgemini, and Andrew Koszarski, General Manager, Wholesale and Trading at iSwitch. Gents, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Let's have your thoughts on the OEM in general. Boon or bane, you think? Let's start with Gaurav.
I would certainly think it's a boon for the customers. If we look at what has happened in the last 6 months, customers are able to get substantial benefit in terms of consumption, in terms of pricing, and in terms of some wonderful partnerships which are shaping up in the market. So it's certainly a boon for the customers.
What about you, Andrew? You reckon boon for you guys?
It's not often that the customer gets an immediate opportunity to save so much money on something that they do already every day. So it's been a huge opportunity, and the EMA has done a great job in setting it up. So at the moment, the customer is the real winner.
You reckon it's going okay so far?
I think it's going great.
Not too many options for people, getting too confused.
The options are okay. Maybe there are too many, and I think that's normal at the beginning of something so big and so important, but that will filter out over time. I think EMA does a very good job in trying to filter and try to educate the customer as much as possible. iSwitch certainly spends a lot of time trying to think about simple products and just to keep it easy to switch and easy to save.
What about you, Gaurav? It's going okay so far.
If you look at what has happened globally, you know, the churn rates are typically much lower as compared to what has happened in Singapore. So, kudos to the participants, kudos to EMA, and kudos to SPS, who have done a great job in terms of setting the processes, setting up the market, and making sure the customers are aware of it. What happened as a part of Jurong, rollout is that we had upwards of, I think, 35% switch, which is absolutely fabulous as compared to any other market in the world. So the customers are benefiting, and the regulator has played a very important part in making sure it happens.
How much will it change, though, from here on in? How it will be?
I think I would expect the uptake to stay strong as we move on to the full countrywide rollout. As Andrew said, I would expect that some of the participants, some of the retailers, I think, would figure out ways how to sustain. I think the important part which I'm looking at it is that I would expect some interesting partnerships to shape up in the market. As an example, DBS has opened up a marketplace for its customers where they can choose. The telcos have established a couple of partnerships there. The user experience is still in the early stages, and I would expect the participants to focus on really seamless customer experience to give it to the end consumers through these partnerships.
Andrew, you reckon that's enough, seamless customer experience? I hear of people throwing iPads at you if you switch to us and all kinds of freebies.
iSwitch is the only retailer that does give away an iPad for anyone that signs a three-year deal.
Oh, busted.
I think you're absolutely right. It's about moving the conversation away from only electricity. Electricity can be a bit boring, let's face it. So how do you make it a bit more exciting?
It's electrifying, come on.
Yeah. So we give away a free air conditioning service. So iSwitch gives away free aircon service. iSwitch gives away a free accident insurance, so personal accident insurance with AIA, as well as the iPad that we mentioned. We have an exclusive tie-up with Gain City, where we have structured a specific Gain City product with rebates and vouchers. The whole experience has really been extraordinary. The uptake has been huge. iSwitch has gone through 10,000 customers, and that's way beyond what we expected in the first place. So it's important to highlight that you must maintain a very high level of customer service. So we've gone out and we've hired a lot of experienced staff just so we can keep up with the sign-up rate, because there's no point building a retailer if you can't maintain the highest level of customer service.
Does it have to be this way, though, the slinging of free stuff and the making everything more holistic with, for example, air conditioning and all of those things related to electricity and appliances?
I think that that's definitely the way Singaporeans would like it to be. We all like free stuff.
And we're sounding like a greedy bunch, aren't we?
Well, we look for value. And again, making it more exciting. You know, if I said to you, hey, come and change electricity supplies, you'd say, oh, yeah, that's very interesting. But I'll give you free aircon, and I'll give you this, and I'll give you a NTUC voucher. And so broadening the conversation way beyond electricity it has certainly helped us reach the very high sign-up rate that we achieved, as well as making it very easy to switch. So we have an online sign-up portal. It only takes probably less than 2 minutes to sign up. We have a number of brand ambassadors in Zone 1 and Jurong as we speak, in the yellow boxes, in the shopping centres around the place, ready to answer those questions for those customers who aren't familiar with what's happening. So I encourage people to approach those brand ambassadors. And also a special deal that we have for your listeners is the next 5 people who sign up through our hotline will get a $50 rebate off their bill, and they have to dial 1-800-505-9900, and when you sign up, the next 5 will get $50 off their electricity bill with iSwitch.
Andrew came armed, did he not, Gaurav?
Well done.
Are there any disadvantages, you reckon, for all of this happening, besides, say, some consumers being a little confused as to what they should pick, Gaurav?
I wouldn't say these are disadvantages. You know, we're in the early stage of market evolution. Retailers are going to make it attractive for consumers to switch, and which is what everybody is doing. Over time, there is a possibility that some retailers may not be able to cope up. So they would probably, they would have to figure out a way how to keep engaged with the customers, or customers would have to think about if they need to switch back again to either SP or to another retailer. But I think, as I said again, we would see an interesting evolution in terms of customers, retailers, and participants from other sectors forming partnerships to give more value rather than just a cost play to its customers.
Let's talk about the rebound effect that's come up, how whether or not this might lead to higher consumption of electricity, which from a sustainability standpoint isn't something you would want. What do you think, Gaurav?
See, I think too early for us to say a rebound effect. I mean, if you see the latest NEA stats, Singapore has increased its consumption of electricity by close to 17% in the last 10 years. All right, so it's not because of deregulation that we are going to use more.
Always has been a trend.
I think customers are becoming much more aware in terms of their consumption patterns. Retailers, regulator, and in general, the market is looking at ways to optimize consumption because they understand it's good for everybody. And it's a collective responsibility, I think, which we take as citizens of Singapore to make sure that, we are doing the right things. So only time will tell if it is truly a rebound or if the customers are aware about saving money and be more eco-friendly.
What do you think, Andrew?
I do tend to agree. I think we already see some strong price fluctuations in the SP tariff because, as most listeners would know, the SP tariff moves with oil. So oil has had a pretty large roller coaster in the past few years, and we've already seen a strong drop in 2016, and I don't think there was any evidence when that drop in pricing occurred that customers tended to use more. And in my experience around the world watching these rollouts occur, I don't think there's too much evidence to say that suddenly people use more. If anything, this is the opportunity for the retailer like iSwitch to educate the customer more about efficiency and sustainability. And there's a carbon tax coming to Singapore from the 1st of January. That money will be diverted to education of sustainability and other initiatives. So I think this whole sustainability discussion is only just getting going. And through iSwitch's B2B business, we've already made the first school in Singapore 100% carbon neutral, and that was Dulwich College. We've also made the first hotel in Singapore 100% carbon neutral, and that was the Vagabond Hotel. Since then, we've had a number of customers, B2B customers, come to us and say, can you make us 100% carbon neutral? The most recent one was the Big Beautiful Hotel, Six Senses Hotel at Duxton, I think it is. And so they're also 100% carbon neutral. And so the introduction of OEM brings with it other conversations, and one of these is sustainability and minimizing usage.
But education is still needed. So empowerment doesn't necessarily just lead to people, I will use less electricity. The awareness still needs to be there.
The awareness is definitely needs to be there. And that's why I expect the carbon tax money to be distributed towards awareness on sustainability. With OEM comes eventual smart metering. So being able to measure your consumption on a half-hourly basis and maybe changing your behavior will reward you with more money if you're on a peak off-peak plan, for example. So this is only the beginning of the whole discussion. OEM is only the beginning of a very exciting journey, which iSwitch is loving at the moment.
What's your temperature at home on the air conditioning, Andrew?
I've got three kids, and they only know how to turn things on.
They live in frost.
They do not know how to turn things on. So all the lights stay on, and what makes it even worse is I have to wait until zone four, which is the 1st of May, to take advantage of OEM. Oh. So yeah, certainly looking forward to 1st of May.
Trying to keep it at 24, but kids will not have it. What do you think's next then, Gaurav, as we wait for the rollout nationwide?
I think over the next 12 months, I would expect a lot more awareness being given to consumers. You know, there are 13 retailers in the market at the moment. So the regulator, EMA, as well as the retailers have done a fair bit in terms of education. I think more needs to be done so that customers are aware in terms of what are my options available. And while being digital is one of the channels, I think Singapore is a place where we do need to have a fair bit of physical education as well being done to consumers. So I expect that to happen. I expect the pricing stability or the volatility to go away as more and more switches happen and people become more kind of unregulated in a way and, working as per the demand-supply response. And thirdly, I still expect more interesting partnerships to form between players of different sectors.
Andrew, let me ask you as a businessman, though, how are you going to reach out to the lazy sods who just, you know, electricity is electricity. I've been, say, hanging on to this person for so long. I will just go with it.
The need to have face-to-face discussions with consumers and prospective consumers is critical. So we do have a digital marketing strategy, but we also think it's very important to have the on-the-ground face-to-face brand ambassadors who educate people and chase you down the street saying, hey, did you know that you can save money on your electricity bill? So face-to-face is still important. And people like having that discussion. I mean, who wouldn't like having $600 or $700 knocked off their electricity bill for filling out one form? So it's very rare that this occurs. So consumers should really take advantage of it as soon as they can.
We've been chatting with Andrew Kocharski, who's General Manager, Wholesale and Trading at iSwitch, also Gaurav Modi, who's Chief Executive Officer, Southeast Asia and Hong Kong at Capgemini. You can find out more about the OEM or Open Electricity Market at openelectricitymarket.sg. Gents, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.